بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
This is what the sukun can look like. It is used to show the absence of a vowel. It simply means do not make the sound of a vowel on that letter. For example, the letter fa with a sukun is pronounced as I didn't say fa, I didn't say fu, and I didn't say fi. I said it with no vowel. Another example. Sheen with a sukun. Sh. Ta with a sukun. T. Tha with a sukun. Th. Jim with a sukun. J. Similar to English words. For example, the word bat. The T has no vowel. Transliterated to Arabic, it looks like this. Bat. If I put a fatha, it will be bata. If I put a kasra, it will be bati. And a dhamma would be batu. With a sukun, it's bat. Let's practice some examples. A and th makes ath. Ath. I and th makes ith. Ith. Tau. Tau. Shay. Shay. Dau. Dau. U and f makes oof. Oof. This one is a tricky one. A and a makes a. It's like a half pronounced a. A. Another similar one. I. I. And this one. U. U. Mi and n makes min. Min. Dam. Dam. A and l makes al. Al. So if I put a kasra, it will become Ali. If I put a dhamma, it becomes alu. And a fatha becomes ala. And a sukun, it is al. Al. Great work.